Brenda Meadows has been, well, how long have I known Brenda? She's been, well, a while. It's been a while. Time passes and I just don't keep track of it. You know, it's just, whoop, it's gone. And so I've known Brenda for a bit. And I remember we did a show a few years back, and it turned out pretty cool. What happened. So Brenda, she's kind of taken a little bit of a vacation away from doing the readings, and I'll let you tell her more about it, everybody about it. How are you doing, Brenda?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Thanks for having me, TJ. Yeah, I took a hiatus from readings for about a year and a half and just kind of focused on my personal life and just started doing readings again last summer.
And what makes you want to do this? Why are you driven to do this?
Well, because it's just part of my life journey, and it does help people. Every time I do a reading, it seems that the people are grateful. It's helped them on their life's path, and that's my purpose. You can't walk away from that. I tried to do the conventional. It just didn't work for me. You
know? Right, and it's like so many people have told me, too, that they, like you, they started out, and you know, and when you first start out, it's not always easy to peg things precisely, because you have to learn to interpret and develop your skill. And so there's that kind of a fear of not being able to get it completely accurate. And I think it holds people back from taking that next step.
Yeah, I agree. It's learning another language. It's learning the language of spirit. And for me, they come through with symbols. And as I hear, you know, clairaudience, clairvoyance, the symbols, clairsentience, with feeling. I can feel what people are feeling. And what spirits are trying to show me, those who have passed on. So it's a whole bag of energy that comes through, and I have to decode it. And it's not always easy, and sometimes it's very fast. I'll see something very quick, and I have to, you know, pin it down and say, okay, what did I just see? And then have the guts to say, well, you know, why am I seeing three crystals behind you, TJ? You know
what? She told me that the last time she was here. And, of course, I'm open to all of it, so it's like I don't go, what, three crystals? What the heck are you talking about? And I go, oh, okay. I'm open to it, and I say, sure. And then she told me three things in my life. The crystals represented three different things that I overcame.
Yes.
And two of them I agreed, yeah, okay. And then the third one I'm going, And then I thought about it. And a lot of times we need to maybe take what Brenda says or any psychic medium and go home with it and think about it and even talk to others about it, because that's where sometimes we'll find the truth. Is more often than not.
There's always meaning behind what I'm seeing.
You
may not connect the dots right away, but if you think about it,
do you also find that the spirits, they want you to validate? So sometimes we'll tell one of the people here something, and they don't know what the heck it is, but they'll go talk to a family member, because this has happened to me many times. And does that happen a lot?
That happens.
A lot.
Yeah.
They want to prove, I'm here now. You don't believe it? I'll show you we're here. So let's talk, first of all, to Diane, who is out of Marquette. Diane, you're a believer in spirits and ghosts and those kind of things?
Well, I am. I have not had any personal experiences myself, but I am open to, you know, to learning more and to experiencing. So I'm really excited.
Cool. And you're a teacher. And by the way, Diane is the teacher who won that ShopGo Foundation Award and won $5,000 for her school. So congratulations to you, Diane.
Thank you. Thank you. Very exciting.
Let's meet our other guests that we have here. Debbie, if you don't mind just grabbing the microphone over there a little bit, and we'll bring you up. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Debbie Knoll. I am a massage therapist. I've been interested in energy work for a long time. I've had a couple of readings. I feel energy very strong. I feel a lot of ability that I have that I've not quite figured out how to capture. But I'm very excited about having a reading today.
And you know Brenda, because you had a reading with her a few years
ago. 4 years ago, yep.
And how did that reading go? Was that something you felt pretty good about?
Yeah. It and you were saying earlier how you may not know right at the moment, but you find out later. And, well, a year and a half later, I met the man she told me I was going to meet. He was far away. He wasn't nearby, which made me go, well, how would I meet somebody far away when I'm never far away? But I went to Hawaii and ta-da.
Wow.
And her also feeling feeling somebody, a pain in her heart. She had like a heart attack or a lot of heart pain or died from heart. And it just wouldn't come to me. And it wasn't until at the end and probably almost 2 hours later that we were in her kitchen. And I said something about my grandpa, and she said, "That's him." I went, "Oh my gosh, how could I have forgotten? He died of a massive heart attack, and he's kind of a bit of a shyster." So apparently he was really bothering her, going, "Don't forget I'm here. You need to get this through her head." So yeah, a friend and I've met. It was a great pleasure and very, very impactful in my life.
And finally, we have Kelly, who works here with me at the radio station. How are you doing, Kelly?
I'm good. I'm kind of new to this all, but I've always had some kind of, just feelings, things that I've experienced through my life. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Do you have any hopes of communicating with anybody in particular?
I guess, have a few people in mind.
Okay, don't tell us who it is, because we'll see what Brenda can do. That I think the first thing we need to do, Brenda, is if you could just go into detail a little bit about what you do for maybe people. We have two people here that have never experienced this before. So how does this process work?
Okay, well, again, I'm a psychic medium, and I'm clairaudient, which means I can hear, not always clearly. That's not one of my stronger gifts. Clairvoyance, which I can see. A lot of imagery comes through. Clairsentience, which is feeling. So I'm empathic, and I can feel maybe energy of people sitting next to me and energy from the spirits trying to communicate. So when all this energy is swirling around and coming in, I just have to, like I said, really decode it, try and connect the dots of what they're trying to show me, so then I can convey it to the person that I'm reading for. And that's pretty much it. And I always tell people, if you're coming for a reading, just be open. Yeah. You can have expectations, but don't make your expectations so firm that you miss any other messages that are coming through, because they always have messages. And I may not always connect to the person that you want me to connect to. It just means it's not the time. That's they just weren't able to come through, or maybe the energy
maybe
wasn't
playing
right.
Bingo or something.
Whatever they're doing on the fourth, fifth dimension,
So
they may be occupied.
And people also, if you haven't been to this before, maybe you wonder where are these spirits from? How are they connecting to us? Do you have an answer to that?
Well, our family members that cross over generally go, because we're in the third dimension, third dimensional Earth. They go into the fourth dimension, the next dimension up. So they're in their energetic body. And so when they're coming through, you have to understand they're no longer speaking through a physical form. So words and stuff come through as energy, and images, all energy that they're working with to get messages through to us. And you don't have to be a psychic medium to receive messages from your loved ones. Perhaps it's turning on the radio and having a song come on, and you instantly think of the person that crossed over. And that often is that person communicating with you through music. Sometimes lights might flicker. I mean, I wouldn't peg it as a poltergeist or anything, or go looking for it or asking for the lights to flicker, but I've had that happen. And I've had other people where their lights will flicker if someone just recently crossed.
Or even blow out,
but they're trying to let you know, "I'm still here." And if something happens that's unusual, oftentimes you might get an image of that person that died. Don't brush it aside. Just say, "Thank you, I love you," send energy to them, and they'll send it back to you, and just say, "Thank you for letting me know you're okay." And
let me ask you this. If you're not done, go ahead.
Please. Oh, I should have one. And they don't linger. So don't think you're going to just keep them holding them here in this dimension. They have their own dimension now. They're still learning lessons and moving on with their
right.
journey on a higher dimension.
We get upset because sometimes they're not here now. How come? Well, maybe, like I said, they're at a bingo game. I mean, who knows what they're up to?
Whatever.
But they're doing their own thing. And they do come around us a lot. And also, don't they learn? It's like a learning thing, too. They have to learn how to show up around us and communicate with us, don't they? There's a learning
curve. They do have to learn. They have to learn how to work with this new gift, this gift of energy, and how to communicate with loved ones in the third dimension. So, and again, it's all energy. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll hear a word coming through, but that word came through as energy,
And the place that they're at, would you say it's a place of love?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So if I'm a horrible person, am I still going to find my way to a place of love?
Yes, that door is open to you. If perhaps you're really horrible here and you cross over, sometimes you might not want to even go further. There are such things as earthbound spirits, and they just don't go any higher. They're either afraid to go through that portal of light. Maybe they think it's a portal to hell, or for whatever reason, they can be earthbound and not go any farther. But for the bulk of people, your loved ones are there to greet you. You see them as you leave your earth body, and you go with them. You go into the light. You transcend this earth.
When they go into their spirit body or their energy body, do you feel there are people that don't want to communicate or that would refuse to communicate with us because they want to continue their journey and leave this one behind?
I really haven't had that personally, but that could very well be. Maybe they really just want to transcend Earth and go into the fourth and go into the higher dimensions, fifth, sixth, seventh, and higher, and just not want to. It's just, I really haven't encountered that. You know, some that I've been reluctant, I've had spirits come through and they stand back a bit and it's hard to read them. Maybe it was a tragic accident or suicide or they died of a drug overdose. Usually they're the ones that they take responsibility for their death, but they're also reluctant to come through because they, I get a sense, they feel like they're going to cause more pain by just being here and bringing back that memory of how they died. So if you have anyone that has crossed over in a tragedy, could be a car accident or could be drug or suicide, just send light and love to those spirits. They will feel it. You know, if you feel you need to say forgiveness, please tell them you forgive them. It means a great deal to the spirits, and it does help them go even further and higher with their energy, with their vibration. And pretty much it.
Well said. Let's, you know what, if you guys don't mind.
Wonderful.
We're going to bring Diane on because she has to, her son, where's your son at, Diane?
He's at a birthday party, a swimming party.
Okay, so I know you have to run fairly soon, so if you don't mind, Diane, we'll start with you first, and are you ready to go, Brenda?
Yes, I am. Just give me a second.
Thank you.
I see a lot of green energy around you, which green is heart energy, so I know I can base that on just without even meeting you, that you do work from your heart. You're a very heart-centered person. But then it ties into the yellow energy right below, which is your emotional seat. So things can get very emotional for you, and I think you found ways, I think, especially being a teacher, I can imagine. You've got to take a breath sometimes and collect your thoughts and not react rashly or angry. You don't strike me as someone who's going to act out in anger. You're going to follow, you know, you're going to listen to your heart. Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely.
Let's see. Do you have someone, a male energy, that is coming in from your father's side of the family?
It possibly could be my father.
Okay.
Then I was just thinking about him.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the confirmation, because I don't hear names. But I would say yes, your father definitely is coming through. I feel tears there, so this definitely, his crossing did cause a great deal of sorrow for you, and that's natural. They're going to say, oh, duh. But no, I feel the pain in my heart when I'm saying this. So let's just send some light and love and energy to your father.
Right.
He definitely loves you in return.
Yes.
And he wants you to know that he is here for you. He does still celebrate. And big thumbs up. I'm getting on, I think, 5,000. That was the correct number, right? So I'm hearing two thumbs up with that. So he congratulates you on that. And the spirit world also did, other family members that are on the other side, did assist you with that as well. They're applauding you the whole way and saying you're a great teacher. Never forget that, Diane. You're an excellent teacher.
Thank you.
That falls back into you're following your heart, and your actions are coming from your heart. That's so important. So he just, he's like putting his arms around like a big hug from behind.
Thank you.
Just saying how much he loves you. I don't get any specific. Go ahead, Diane.
My father was a student at the Dearden School.
Oh.
And and when I took the position, I interviewed. I never said a word about my family being, you know, my father being from Dearden or any of my family members. And he was so proud when I took that position. And he used to come out for all of the Christmas concerts and everything, and just loved it. So it's, you know,
Oh, that's awesome. I'm seeing some flowers coming through as well. So I don't know if there's another family member that's coming through. Is your mother still here, or is she crossed over?
She is.
She's here.
Still here.
Who does the flowers? Mm-hmm. Who's big in the flowers?
Oh, gosh. My grandmother.
Okay.
My grandparents had a beautiful garden.
Oh, okay.
On my mother's side, my mother's parents.
Do they have a trellis or anything? Or anything that...
I don't remember a trellis.
Okay, because I almost seen like flowers going up. Like, I would associate with maybe climbing flowers or a trellis. But anyway, someone who just loved flowers. So she's kind of, let's say, bumping your dad aside. But I think that your grandmother would like to come through a bit. And just, again, sending love and energy your way. So, yeah, you definitely have a lot of love. Does she have a good sense of humor? So I'm kind of getting a little bit of laughter on that. saying thanks, you know. Like, he's stepping aside so grandma can come through.
Well, he was always very He was, if somebody else, you know, he kind of kept to himself, you know, and didn't want to step on toes. My grandmother didn't have, I don't remember her ever having a real sense of humor. She was very artistic. She was the one who had me as a young child drawing. But she had a stronger personality.
Okay.
You know, but
yeah, that would come through if she's kind of coming through your dad. I mean, not that she has, but there's a little bit of laughter there, like, thanks, you know. But she really wanted to come through and let you know that she's helping you on your journey as well. She's definitely
wonderful.
In your court. And so grandma's just saying hello. But yeah, I just see flowers around her. She definitely had a green thumb and enjoyed her flowers.
Yes. Yes. They had a beautiful garden in the backyard.
Okay, oh, good. Thank you for the confirmation.
Thank you.
Is there someone other than your dad that I'm not seeing? Is there someone you specifically wanted to communicate with?
You know, I'm just kind of open to whomever is there that you can see. My dad was kind of the person. He passed. He had ALS, and it was such a terrible disease that you know, my two oldest kids just loved him, and he never got to meet my younger two children. And so, you know, he's kind of the person I think about, you know. But I'm open to anyone.
Okay. I see a female figure, and she's kind of coming in sort of towards I guess that'd be on your left. Did you have an aunt or anyone that passed away? That would be your dad's side, though. Looks like kind of peeking out. Or a female friend. So I see a female energy.
I've had two of my classmates that were friends of mine that have passed.
Okay, that would make more sense, because they're not really... Usually female friends, if I see a spirit coming through, if they come through on the right side... Yeah, that'd be the right side. They would be like our friends, but it's kind of behind you, so that would definitely be a female friend.
Okay.
Yeah, this really, I see like your heart just broke, like it came, I see a crack right down the center, so they were actually very close. You're very close to one more than the other, were you? I hate to pick favorites, but...
Well, at different times, they both had, you know, they were both, we were close. And they both had... somewhat, you know, the tragic deaths, you know,
okay.
As we graduated, I didn't see much of them. They both lived, you know, out of, one lived downstate and the other one lived, down in North Carolina. So I didn't see them much and we didn't have Facebook or anything. So I, you know, wasn't able to keep up with them, but I do think of them.
Yeah, they definitely are also a part of your spiritual assistance coming through. Do you ever find, you know, like pennies on the ground? You ever find a, you know, look down and find a penny? If you do, pick it up.
Sometimes, I do. Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Oh, good. And often that's a message from the spirit world. Not that they're intentionally dropping, but if it's, you think of the phrase pennies from heaven. So I always tell people, if you, mm-hmm. you know, find a coin on the, don't be embarrassed, just pick it up. And sometimes you might think as you're picking it up, but before you pick it up, maybe you're just thinking of someone that crossed over. And as
sure.
bizarre as it sounds, oftentimes it's that spirit. Just, again, a message from the other side that I'm right here. I'm not far. I'm here to help you. Just call on me if you need me. And I will celebrate all your joys and hug you when you're crying. And
right.
So yeah, pick up your pennies, you know, and sometimes I'll even look at the date and shockingness, sometimes it'd be the date, like the year of someone's passing, or maybe it'll be their birth year. But then again, that's also
sure.
confirmation that that's the person that's trying to come through. But generally follow that image in your mind if you think of someone, and then something unusual happens. Maybe you'll find a feather on the ground. That also happens. And it's the spirit world communicating with you. But yeah, definitely your friends that have crossed over are part of that as well and helping you.
How do you feel right now, Diane?
Well, I'm a little teary, and it's really neat. The one gal who passed away, she would have died in probably early 2000, and it was a tragic death. And I don't want to go into it, but when she lived here in Marquette, my son and his longtime girlfriend just told my mother that they would love to, that the house is up for sale, her family home.
Oh.
And that my mother said, you know which house James would like to purchase, James and Ellie? And I said, I don't know. You know, they said, you know, this friend of mine's house. And I said, oh, it was such a beautiful home. And so I, you know, found myself thinking about her just recently.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, no coincidences. Yeah. And then to have a reading today, that's, you know, it's
right.
It's almost, I say eerie, but it's pretty cool how it all works out, the synchronicity. Yeah.
It is.
You know, and it's important to pay attention. It's important to pay attention to all these little things, animals, especially with me, it's always animals.
Yeah, and I get animals too. I do see a little dog. I'm with three people here. I'm not sure whose dog this is, but did you have a little dog? It's kind of brownish and white.
I have never had a dog.
Never had a dog.
I've always had, you know, cats, rabbits. I have chickens. I have. I've always had birds.
Oh, okay, bird person. I love that. I love birds.
Let me throw this in real quick.
Yeah, I have.
If you don't mind, I'm sorry. I just want to mention this because this is really cool stuff, and I wonder if there's something to this as well. You have two albino robins, right?
I have had. I haven't seen them in the past couple of years, but I think it was 2014. I was looking out my back. I live on the north side of Marquette, and I'm right in the middle of Marquette, but I'm just down from the Dead River, so it's wooded in my neighborhood. And I was looking out the back, and I saw this white bird, and I thought, well, that's got to be somebody's domestic bird. And I went out there, and I thought, no. And then it hopped down. There was one that then came a little later, but the first one hopped down, and the way it was hopping, and I thought, that is a robin's hop. And I took pictures of them and watched them for quite a while.
Wow.
And, it was really, really interesting.
And then you also had two albino deer.
The albino deer, there's a doe, and she has two fawns. And then one of them is albino, the other is, you know, the grayish brown.
Oh, that's
and
amazing.
And so I have them in the backyard quite often. I think the last time would have been... maybe in October was the last time they were in the backyard. And so we have them quite a bit.
Wow, that's amazing. When I haven't had the pleasure much of seeing albinos, but they remind me of white light energy. So next time you see them, think back of what you were doing at the time, what you were thinking of. Maybe you're in need of sending yourself some white light energy. You know, a hug to self, you know, a hug from spirit to you. So next time you see them, just thank the spirit, you know, thank the spirit world, thank the animal totems that showed up in your yard, and envision yourself surrounded in white light, beautiful, healing white light. And
thank you.
Yeah, I think that because the animal world actually communicates to us as well. And spirits will often communicate to us through the animal kingdom. Like I've had birds, my mom, for example, her nickname was Hummer. Loved hummingbirds.
Oh,
and I sometimes I'll have, and I feed the hummers, so it's not strange that they're around the yard. But every now and then I'll look out the window and there'll be a female hummingbird hovering and looking at me in the window, just hovering outside the window. And usually when an animal behaves somewhat strangely, I just know right away. And I just say, thank you, Mom. And I thank you for visiting me. And so I don't know if that happens to you, but if it does next time and an animal behaves a little bit strange, just say thank you to whoever spirit you envision is trying to communicate with you. And
sure.
Yeah. So there are messages coming through in different avenues all the time. Just pay attention. Be open to it. And I just send light and love and say thank you. And I appreciate you being here and continue to intervene on my behalf. And then just let it go and then go about your day.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, Diane.
It's really wonderful. Thank you.
Anything more that you want to add or questions?
Oh, yeah. Do you have any questions?
You know, as of right now, I'm just so, I so appreciate this. Thank you.
My pleasure.
I don't have any questions right now, but I would enjoy to, you know, doing this again someday.
Absolutely. We'll keep you in mind. Thank you for being on the show. We just Yeah, thank you for giving me the opportunity as well. I appreciate that. And again, just know that your loved ones on the other side, they're safe. They're in a place of beauty and light and love. And again, they will intervene for you if you ask for their loving guidance and intervention anytime.
And if you wanted to, Diane, get a private reading, we could always figure that out, I'm sure. So, because Brenda does
that. Perfect.
So.
Yep, just let me know.
Well, thank you. Thank you both very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome, Diane. Yep. And I'm glad you heard from your father. That's awesome.
Same here.
Oh. Thank you. That is, yes. Yeah. That was very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice to hear.
Oh, I'm so glad he came through for you and your other friends and your grandma. But just enlighten love, Diane. Be safe. Be well.
Thank you. You also. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane. I'm going to let you run. Thank you so much. Who wants to go? Who wants to be next?
Okay.
Kelly?
Debbie, actually, you're next. Okay. I need to do you next.
Debbie's next. Okay.
Well, I saw you doing out the cards when I came.
Okay. So Debbie came first. We chatted a bit. But I did pull a few cards for you, just angel cards, for those that are listening. Am I talking from the mic?
I'm getting a little bit of static, and I think it's from that microphone. Let me just adjust that real quick.
Okay.
You can keep talking while I'm doing that.
Okay, Debbie, so the first card that I pulled was about communication. And we know you're a massage therapist. So I'm getting a sense of, are you feeling, you know, and I know you usually don't because I think you're very, very communicative. But is there any kind of blockage in your throat chakra where you're feeling like maybe you want to say something and you're not? Usually when this card comes up, it's like a sign of, you know.
Probably okay. In my marriage.
Okay, yeah. All right, yeah.
Although we have a great marriage, there seems to be times say, you did this. Then, you know, four things I've done are brought up, and that pauses my communicative abilities.
Okay, and the other flip side of that is maybe don't say something. It sounds terrible, but maybe, I don't know how to put this. Not be quiet, but, you know, I don't know how to put it.
Pick your battles?
Yeah, choose your battles carefully. Yeah. You know, some things you might want to say, you know, don't, you know, just because it might cause a few waves in that other person's moment.
I think I'm trying to learn that.
Okay,
you know,
good.
He is 22 years in the military, so he does struggle with some past PTSD stuff.
Yeah, they're just saying work on the sugarcoating a little bit more. It's okay.
Right,
it's okay
right.
to sugarcoat
feed him
sometimes.
More honey.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. There you go.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
And family, is there any family members that, you know, on your side that maybe communication? I'm kind of getting any... this time of year?
I usually spend a lot more time with my mom, and she's always occupied. When she gets too distant from me, I get to feeling like we have no connection again.
Okay,
and
so
I'm kind of there.
Thank you. So I'm
really
getting the thing, whatever's
well.
Happening right now, don't take personally.
Yeah.
Mom's
got
her own stuff going on in her head, and she's working through issues, and
whatever,
nice, and maybe that's a strong word issue. But she's going through her own things.
Yeah.
So just be there for her, and just, again, as this holiday season, you know, unfolds, don't take anything personally, you know. Energies shift in all our lives, and sometimes it causes you to say the wrong thing if we're not careful, or to take things personally, feel like our toes have been stepped on. Don't even go there. You know, cruise through this holiday season, smile on your face the best of your ability, Debbie, and just, it'll be just fine.
Okay.
Okay, so leading from communication, we're going right into creative power. So, yeah, I think it's great for you for this time of year. Whatever you can do that you can tap into your creative energy, the energy is there right now. Tap into that baby.
Out of control right now.
Out of control?
Energy. Yeah.
Okay.
I do create. I'm a crafter and artist.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
We just had Christmas in the village. And just going to make a few ornaments. I ended up making a couple hundred ornaments.
Okay.
And every time I sat down to make one, I thought of something else. And I couldn't stop it. Just kept going and going
and going. You needed to invest your energy in that.
Oh, yeah.
Even if it seems like too much, they're saying it wasn't.
Yeah.
And if you need to pack stuff away for next year and do the Christmas village year, it's not going to go to waste.
Because, I feel the creativity is just as full as I've ever been.
You
right
tapped
now.
Into it.
Yep.
You tapped into it, and it's good
feels
for you.
Fabulous. I love
good,
it.
Good for you. And it's gonna be, it's such a good release.
Yeah.
So if there's any tensions in your life or stress going on, tap into that creative ability, creative power. You're there.
Wonderful.
I'm
so pleased to see that card.
And right into this one, I was going to blush when the sexuality card comes up.
Oh, sexual, I can make you blush more.
Sexual energy. So we're there.
Yeah.
I don't know what to quite do.
My husband and I are very in touch with each other.
Okay, very, thank you.
So
all right.
So I'm like, very, very well.
Thank you, angels, for bringing that up to my blush-faced consciousness today. Sexuality. Yeah. So I don't know if we need to say more about that unless you really want to.
That's where.
But they're just reaffirming. You
if
know,
we miss this communication, we always take on that one.
Okay, so from communication, then to, yeah, from creative to creative
yep.
power to sexuality.
Yep.
Yep. I'll leave that to your imagination.
Very, very full.
Okay. Do you want? Is there anything you want to elaborate
nope,
on that?
Nope,
all right, we're
all
good.
Of them.
We're good.
I'm hearing them loud and clear.
Okay, good. And then divine plan. And I know you know this. You know, despite whatever's going on, and I know you mentioned a few health concerns coming up, you're still part of a divine plan. Be open to that. Be open to all the energies that come into your life that are going to steer you in the direction to get the answers that you're looking for. So I know you're searching. Mm-hmm, I can see you looking. Mm-hmm. If you're looking through books and trying to figure out, what is this? What's going on here?
Yeah.
Continue to search. I'm getting, don't take the first advice. You know, so if a doctor's saying, oh, this is it, or we're going to do that, make sure you do your homework too. Go in fully prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, again, that's part of divine plan. So ask for guidance. We talked about asking for guidance from spirit guides. My motto, intervene on my behalf. Please intervene on my behalf. And I put that out to God, divine, to our angel guides, to our spirit guides, to our loved ones who have crossed over. And they will come in.
Yeah, and I think I've been doing that a lot because the career,
mm-hmm.
you know, my hands for massage are
yes.
just not holding up, and I just don't know where what's next.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have a great faith that when it's time for it to happen,
mm-hmm.
it will
you
come.
Nailed
to, it will
it.
Be right there,
and
in so many of those things, I have really been leaving. To, you know, just stop worrying about it. Stop worrying about it. When it's supposed to happen, it'll happen. And it does, and I have that great belief in that. So
good for you.
Yeah, that is a these are great cards.
Yeah,
yeah.
I love angel cards. So, and they're saying that too. If a chapter of your life needs to gently come to a close, you know that something else is going to open up for you.
Yes.
It just
yeah.
is going to, that space is going to be filled right up
yeah.
with what you really need to be doing. And again, part of that divine plan to remind yourself, you're part of a divine plan. You have a journey in front of you, and it's guided. Be open to that guidance
okay.
all the time. And I know that you are. You,
yeah.
you just shine this radiant
yeah.
light. So, yeah. Yeah. So, and I do see a lot of golden light energy around you, too, and that's fabulous because you really are tapping into that, to source light energy. And I see golden energy and your own intuitive abilities because I know you have your own gifts and you do see things. Dreams. Don't tell
oh,
me dreams.
Gosh,
what have your
yes.
dreams been lately? You been getting some powerful dreams?
A
or?
Lot. Yeah. I dream very vividly.
Vivid,
anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense to
yeah.
me. I see that golden energy. You're tapping into a, you know, source light energy, even in your sleep.
Yeah. And so, I try to go to sleep with that, some positive law of attraction type of, you know, sending out
yeah.
the right energies. And I tell people often, when you go to bed, think of the right things. Don't think, I don't want to hurt, because hurt is your word. You don't
right,
want hurt
right.
being the word. Say, I want to wake up feeling great. I'm going to wake up feeling wonderful. I'm going to sleep through the night. And, you know, things like peaceful sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All
so
that you're saying, again, that would bring you to a place of resonating golden light energy, and that is pure source light energy. So whatever's going on with you, you're kind of the negativity, you're bumping it out of there. It can't resonate with you. You
yeah.
know, you're
yeah.
vibrating at a higher rate, a higher level.
That's
so
good
for you.
Hear. That's good to hear.
Yeah, you'll ride this storm. You
yeah.
will. So don't try not to be concerned, and it's gonna be okay. Yeah, just being anxious to, as we continue to communicate,
and
to see the next chapter in your life.
Yeah, and
so I think it's going to be beautiful.
And Hawaii is coming up. I'm leaving for Hawaii.
Oh,
and
awesome.
I can't describe to you how much energy is there if you've never been there. But if you are really in tune to energies, and I'm not so much as you, I'd love to learn that gift, but it fills you so full, and I feel so... like the whole time, nothing. It is, they say, no worries, and it's real.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they all go away, and yeah, it's something magnificent and huge. I can't describe just
hey,
how.
Brenda, can I just ask you too
oh, sure.
about? She talks about Hawaii and people have had other sacred places that they go to. Are there places on the planet where you receive better energy than others?
You know, I have a hard time with that because we live in the UP, so we're already in a very energetic place. We're very fortunate. So people say that if you're in the city, the energy can be lower. You know, the energy is where you are if you're in that right frame of mind. You draw it to yourself. You could be in the middle of New York City, and if you're in a dark place with your thoughts, your energy, that's what you're going to feel. But if you have a lightheartedness about everything in life, you're going to draw that energy to those dark places and chase the shadows away with your
life. Are there places?
So there are energetic places on this planet. Yeah, maybe it's easier in the UP. Perhaps it's easier. You know, they say Sedona, Arizona is very energetic. I've never been. Hawaii, I would believe, is a very spiritual, energetic place. But again, I don't know that I can say that they're more energetic than
somebody
other
explained
places.
It to me like that there's the earth has certain chakra places.
Yeah,
I've
seen that too.
If you go to those places, and I've felt it when I've gone certain places, more powerful. And maybe it was the frame of mind I was in.
You know, maybe, I guess I want to backtrack. My guides just don't want people to focus that, well, I better get to Hawaii because I need to be energetic. Or I need to get to Sedona, Arizona. Yeah, I need to get to Sedona, Arizona because then I will feel just fabulous.
Right.
It's where you are. It's your mindset.
I have to agree because I've been to New York City and did the one and only time. And that felt... It's a little different than being in Hawaii because Hawaii feels like it's just so much of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
But in New York, so much of the energy, they say there's all these negative people. And then the horns beep like crazy all the time. It's just like you hear it on TV. But everybody I saw was so friendly and so nice. But I was so excited to be there. I was feeling all this good energy. And it really, maybe I was just... attracting all these people that also had that good energy and none of the negativity of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I had some negative things right with me at that time, and I didn't let any of them be a part of my joy, just joy of being in New York City. It was just such a fantastic thing.
And Hawaii does sound like a paradise. I've never been. But, you know, think about it. People who are on vacation, they're going there on vacation, so you're already in that happy mindset, hopefully.
Yeah. But it's
and going
like
to
the
this place.
Vibrates.
So
it's like the place vibrates. It's you touch the ground and you just feel so much coming back at you. And I think that it has, you know, maybe from its volcanic centers that it has so much to give from the earth.
Who is the goddess that's out there in one of the volcanoes? Is it
Pele?
Yeah.
Pele. He's on the Big Island.
And I've heard many stories of people that took rocks from...
Oh, I've heard that too.
Oh, yeah. You're not supposed to take lava from the island.
And they had some bad things happen.
Yeah. But, you know, there's a glass sand beach in Kauai, and part of the glass, and it's just tiny little shards of glass that have all been beach washed. It's just beautiful. But I also think that if you walk home with a piece of lava in your pocket and go, ooh, I'm going to have bad luck, you are attracting that bad luck. If you walk home with all we had was a Dr. Pepper bottle full of the glass sand that also has rocks in it, all I felt was just love and just such good, strong, helpful healing energy. Mm-hmm. And I have that home with me, and every time I see it, it just fills me. And so that, you know, wasn't an
intentional
stealing
lava. You've got a bunch of stolen glass.
I do.
A bunch of stolen
glass. And lava.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but I think
I agree
it's
with
what
you,
you
it's
put into it.
But I also think there, you know, I never used to think this way, but there is an energy spirit in just about everything. You find it in the volcanoes, the Great Lakes,
oceans.
Yes. Superior has amazing, the stones on the beach have such amazing, I've sat and helped a friend meditate, and I put her down on the ground and close your eyes and put your hands out, and then I want you to find your two stones. And never look at them. And then we walked through a meditation and a hypnosis and back out again. And when she woke and opened up her hands, her stones were almost identical.
Wow.
You know, it's the energy that she chose.
Yeah. Well, I guess on that same vein of thought, if you are in a darker place and you're just not feeling the energy where you are, perhaps focus on Hawaii or a place that maybe you feel it would resonate a higher vibration. See if you can bring that energy in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd be curious to know if people, if that's working. I think that would work. I
grab
think that would
grab
work.
A stone. I don't particularly, Lake Michigan stones aren't always the most wonderful, but last week it was a beautiful day, and I walked on the beach, and there was beach glass like crazy, and I'm always keeping my eye out for a good heart.
I love
that.
It is.
But this
that.
One just was so great, and so this one has sat on my dash since then, and I brought it in
good
with me
you.
Today just because it feels right. So,
I think anytime we connect with the planet, at least for me, and to me, the simplest walking on the grass in your bare feet is one of the most powerful. powerful ways to reconnect. Just being around nature. I live out of town for a reason, because I like, not that people, nothing wrong with living in town. There's not bad energy, but I'm just saying, I've always been that way my whole life. That reconnection, just being around grass and trees, and it, to me, the way I've always understood it is that God is in all things, but the denser the object, like this, or not as natural, there's less vibration. Whereas if you're out in the forest or out in the grass or even out on the lake, it's a deeper connection. It is for me.
And I think you can focus more when you're not in a fishbowl of other people seeing what you're doing.
So right.
Being out
That's
in
true.
The middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And you get away from their energies, which have
Absolutely.
An effect on all of us, too. There's mm-hmm. a consciousness in each area, section, that can, I think it affects all of us a little mm-hmm. bit. So do you have anything more that you want to tell her? Would you like to tell Debbie?
Is there anything I didn't answer that maybe
no.
you had a question in mind before you came?
Or is there any anybody that wants to communicate with her at all? Or?
Did you have a male friend that passed away? Do you have any male friends?
No.
Energy.
I have my grandmother passed away August 30th. So it was my dad's birthday.
Okay.
My grandfather passed away on her birthday 12 years earlier. That's a big connection that we're missing. But 2 days after she passed and we were down there, we went to my Aunt Jan's cabin. Anyway, I was in a blackberry patch by myself. And I just had this profound vision of her walking up to the gates, whether it's same people, but you know, whoever was holding a docket like they're boarding a cruise ship. You know, do you have all your passports? Do you have all your papers? And as she's walking through, she's thinking, well, what? There's something different. And I can't. And then she said, well, I'll think of it later. And she keeps going. Well, she's standing upright. She's no longer bent over. Her hip's not out.
Oh,
her
yeah.
back's not broken. The rods aren't in there. The pain's not there. She's back to her regular height of 5'6 and not this 4'11. And she doesn't have the pain. And she walks away thinking there's something different, but can't quite put her finger on it. And it's knowing that she doesn't remember the pain. And that was enough for me. And knowing everybody's there, they're not, like they haven't seen her in a long time. It's just like she was just right there, and she's, you know, she doesn't feel like she's been gone forever from these people. She just sits down and plays bridge. She goes over to say hi to my grandfather, who's tinkering. And but the not remembering the pain. And I said, okay. So I could heal from that, just knowing that it's okay. And she's cool. She's cool with all of us down here. She doesn't need to come down. She knows we all love her. She knows she's good. She's just going to hang out and relax for a bit. So I don't expect to hear from her. Every now and then my grandfather pushes me.
Oh,
he will push me like this in the back. And my husband will say, what's going on? Now he just says, oh, grandpa?
Oh.
Yeah, because I know it's my grandfather. And
I do see a male energy, so this would be, maybe it was a family friend, but an older person, but is there someone that maybe growing up you were closer to? It might have been a family friend, though, but this is a male, and he's not related, because he's standing more behind you.
A long time ago, and I always felt very close to him, Uncle Danny.
Okay, but he wasn't uncle, but he's almost coming across
like
an uncle.
We called him
okay.
an uncle.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
But that's the only person that I can think of, but of course I don't always think of it right away, as we know.
And sometimes I'm too, I was telling TJ before he stopped, sometimes I'm too quick to let go, I must just not see it right, but no, he's definitely standing. And if he stands directly behind you, but almost to the left, so it's almost feeling like a family, mm-hmm. but not.
Yeah,
this is
and he was my dad's best friend.
Okay,
and
all right. He pointed to the left side, that would be father's side of the family.
Yeah.
So then I
think I was 16 when he died.
Okay, but all right. Well, just that he's here too, just to say hello.
Good
so
to
just
see
realize
him again.
That there are
yeah.
people that come through that aren't related, but you cared about.
Mm-hmm.
And he obviously was close to your family.
Jesse too. He would have been married to a cousin, and I really loved Jesse. Is he a bigger man or a smaller man?
I really can't get a sense of the
Can
just male figure.
Okay.
I was saying it's not Jesse. So it was, I think, the other one
okay.
that you said. Okay.
Great. I was thinking about him not too long ago.
The one that I mentioned, the
mm-hmm.
first one? Okay, that's why.
Thank you
for the
yeah.
confirmation, because I mean, it's not Jesse.
I was.
So.
Yeah.
I'm guessing second guessing myself. Okay,
trying to think of who I was talking to about someone.
I'm
thought guess. About it. Yeah.
Okay. Thank. Oh, Sammy, just
Uncle
to say
Danny,
hello.
Yeah.
Oh, Uncle Danny. Okay. Yeah. Just to say hello and Merry Christmas and yeah.
Great.
So.
That's nice.
Yeah. And just maybe say hello
thank
to your
you.
Dad. That your dad.
Yeah.
He'd like to say hello to your dad.
Yeah.
If, if you feel comfortable saying that. You
know, Yeah, I would.
Okay, all right. Then just tell him. I'm Uncle Danny. Well, you and your dad went for him as Uncle Danny, but no, Danny but he says hello.
Yeah.
Especially at the holidays, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, it was an unexpected death, and we miss him.
Okay, all right, thank you. So now he's at peace now in the light, and he still looks in on people, and not as a voyeur, but just to assist and to help. You know, I want to clarify that.
Is he laughing? Because
I think
he's
so.
Laughing,
I think this, like you said, that was a voyeur. The way I said, he's like, no, wait a minute, I'm not a peeping Tom. I'm not.
No, he would find that funny. I feel that laughter.
Okay, good. Thank you. All right.
I do.
You're laughing.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, tell your dad you said hi.
I will do that.
You know, that's the one thing, too. You make a good point, I think, Brenda, is that people, we have all these ones that many we've never even met that are over there that are somehow connected to us. And we're always worried about, are they watching me when I'm on the toilet?
I was just thinking the same thing. I had a hard time when my abilities really kicked in. It's like, I can't go to the bathroom. You know, I feel like I'm being watched. You know, it took a while, you know, for me to get back into that comfort zone.
And the thing is, they pretty much respect us, you know.
Absolutely. There's absolutely.
And so they're not, the last thing they want to do is upset you. The last thing they want to do is scare you. And a lot of times they won't come forward if you have a fear.
Yeah.
People say, oh, I just wish so-and-so would come to me. But then they've got that fear of death and afterlife. And they're really kind of preventing themselves from a lot of that happening.
It blocks that energy from coming through. So like I said, if you're going to go for a reading, just be open. Okay. Open your heart. Just
let go of fear.
Get into that loving space and then let the energies come through. And I'll do my best to you know, convey what I'm seeing and feeling and hearing and go from there.
What do you think? What do you think of this?
Oh, this was fabulous. The cards couldn't be more perfect. And Brenda, you're so wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Is there anything else that you want to ask at all, Debbie?
No, I'm really good. This is a confirmation of what I needed to do, what I'm trying to do. So I'm very pleased. This is just a you're on the right path.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, I remember because I met Debbie when she came in to do an ad, and we started talking about things. The next thing you know, because I'm always doing that.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And because I'm interested on a soul level, and. Her difficulty working with others, you could see that it was somewhere along the way something maybe was going to have to change, and that was a big concern, so you brought that up.
Yeah, and not just a financial concern, but I love the contact that I get with people, and I love when people allow me to be in, feel that energy. I love the energies that I do get from people. I almost can tell when I can share some information or help them, if I can give them any kind of, I'm always talking about energies, and I'm always talking about the law of attraction and how what you're putting out there is what you're going to get back. And if you're feeling like you're getting a lot of negativity, you really need to just rethink the way you're putting your energies out there. And I like to try to teach people that. That probably is my biggest fulfillment in my work situation is to give that. It's not the massage. It's, you know, trying to give a lesson to teach people how to bring more of what they want to themselves by their energy.
Do you mind if I bring this up? It's about you dealing with energies and how you absorb them somewhat. And maybe you can give her some advice because you're dealing with energies all the time on that.
Definitely. And I think you're on the right track. And you just having that positive mindset, too. You're working with a higher vibration. But I think afterwards, if we get together at some point, I think we really should talk.
And definitely.
Definitely. I'd like to do that.
All right.
But also, I want to get back. Did you have a little dog that you may have crossed over? Not Mimi, but like brown and white, a little bit longer hair?
Yeah. My parents have had Springers.
Springers,
and
okay,
brown
that
and
would
white
make that would,
and there's two, but it would probably have been Rachel that I was, we grew up with her. She
okay.
was one of
okay.
the
was she
kids.
A paw shaker? Because I see you like putting your paw out towards you.
Not as much as if I put your hand out to shake, but there's a lot of touching.
Oh, good, because I see this.
Yeah.
Like she's like stretching a paw out to you, like tap you or something. Or I don't know what
she's doing. She might be trying to send the message to my mom's other Springers now because she is a paw holder. She wants
paw
you
holder.
To hold your
paw. Okay, thank you, because I see the paw going out and I'm trying to understand what she's
doing. And I can't remember
if
McGee or Rachel did it, but I'm pretty sure one of them did it. And I think it would have been Rachel or McGee. I'm not
This
so
feels
sure.
like a female
they're both,
energy.
Yep, they're
so
both females.
And
Rachel's buried on our property,
okay,
as is
right.
McGee. They're in different places, though, but they're still buried out there. And, And we still have Springers. My parents still have Springers, and I live next door. But we have other little dogs. But yeah,
so that's the dog.
If the dog, I saw it here. She came through more than once.
That's why I'm feeling it's probably Rachel, because Rachel was around when Uncle Danny was still alive.
Okay,
so you know, maybe there's a connection with he's brought her.
He helped her come through.
Yep. So that's what I'm feeling.
What do you know about animals after they pass? What kind of information would you tell people? Because people grieve over
pets come through for me, and
where do
they go into they also go into the fourth dimension. They go into the spirit world, and they're also part of our lives here. They also come in and try and help us. You know, maybe they even help us find the next pet in our life, the perfect match.
Could they come back?
They really do intervene. They
could
do
they come back as our next pet?
I think they could. Animals do reincarnate, from what I understand, and why not?
Okay.
You know?
Just because there are people out there that will grieve and their heart will be broken for a long time.
Yeah. It's like losing a family member, so that's perfectly understandable. And we just know that your pets are there as well in the spirit world.
And they're always
there. They're healthy, they're happy, and they're intervening for you whenever they can.
They're playing fetch up in another place.
They are. I've had animals come through for me many times. And and I always get just a sense of just overwhelming love and gratitude for their, you know, human
And they're
parents.
Really here to assist us, aren't they?
Yes, they
are. On our journey.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, people...
Well, they assist us in our earth form when they're here in our lives. And then when they cross over, they're still assisting us.
So it's all part of the big cosmic picture, right?
Yes, I believe so.
We're going to move on and see if Kelly would like to.
Okay.
And Kelly, just slide
Thank
that over.
Thank you so much. No, I'm going to stay for a little bit. Let's
okay,
see.
Okay.
Does not going to lie. I told you I was nervous about this.
But you've had an interest in this for how long, would you say?
When I was younger, I had quite a few experiences in my life of seeing relatives I didn't even know. I'd have really vivid dreams, and then it kind of fell out for a while. Mm-hmm. And those have been kind of coming back recently. So here I am.
Well, definitely pay attention to your dreams. And if you ever thought of maybe having a dream journal, so when you wake up, maybe jot some things down so you remember them, because so often we'd forget them. You think you'll remember, and then they're gone. But that might help provide some insight. So I think your dream world, they're trying to communicate with you. Sometimes spirits communicate with us through our dream world. So if someone you love has crossed over and they come into your dreamscape, they're often there just to say hello and just letting you know they're still part of your life. Mm-hmm. Because usually when we're in our sleep state, we're more open to that spiritual communication. Mm-hmm. But I do see a female energy coming in. I don't know. Again, I don't feel like this is a relative, but it seems like an older person. Is there an older female that crossed over that, again, could have been like a family friend or felt like a grandma to you or an aunt or someone that was close to you? Mm. She's kind of leaning towards the left side a bit, so that would be, you know, your father's side of the family. But who would be an older female?
There was a great-grandmother.
Great-grandmother?
I was quite young, though, when she had passed. The lady that I had seen when I was probably 5 years ago or more, she was my actually great-great-grandmother, which I never got to meet. So,
yeah, this doesn't really feel like a relative. Do you have a female that crossed over that just might have been more of a friend to you, but it kind of feels like a relative, that is a relative vibe without being related?
Mm-hmm. Not that I can think of right now.
Okay. Well, then there's a male energy coming through. This is distinctly your father's side of the family. So is your grandpa?
My grandfather, yeah. Okay, he died 3 months after I was born.
Okay. All right. Was he tall?
Yes.
Okay. This would be your grandpa. That would be your grandpa. They mm-hmm. feel taller energy. He seems a little bit stern to me. Mm-hmm. He didn't have a sense of humor, but is he a stern person?
Okay. From what I hear, anyway.
Okay, all right. Yeah, he's kind of austere. I feel like, you know, dignified person, but still with a lot of love. So even if he felt stern, that was his way of showing love for family members. So he might have come across overly austere or stern, but it was through love and how he grew up, mm-hmm. how he was brought up, he's saying. So he didn't mean to be so harsh sometimes, but he was very proper. He wanted people to behave and to just, you know... definitely not a lawbreaker. You know, definitely wanted to stick to the straight and narrow. He's saying, you know, this is how it is. You know, you stick to that. But he just wants to let you know that, yes, as a family member, he's one of those on the other side, that if you ever need to think of Grandpa, set the sternness aside. He's actually very loving. He'll intervene on your behalf. So, you know, let your family know that Grandpa's still there and looking in on the family. So he's using the whole word family. He's in scoping everyone.
But do you think your family, if you told them that, how would they respond to that, Kelly?
Probably my grandmother would be interested in that. I'm not so sure about my, my other family members, because like right now, we're trying to decide. I come from a dairy farm, and okay. we're trying to decide whether to finally let it go or who's going to take it over, because it's in that debate mode right now.
Well, I definitely see when you said that a split, so mm-hmm. like a jagged split. So you're definitely, the family definitely divided on this, where there are those mm-hmm. that are very much wanting to get rid of this and those that are like, they just want to hang on to the past and hang on to mm-hmm. how you've been, you know, sustaining yourself as a family.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I'm not getting, again, I get these questions. I don't know mm-hmm. either way. I can't step in. This has to be a family decision, a family coming together as union.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go into the angel cards that I pulled. Okay. Maybe we'll get some insight. The first one was truth. So mm-hmm. obviously you're on your journey here, and you're seeking the truth,
mm-hmm.
and you want truth in all your experiences. Truthful, you come across as an honest person yourself, and you expect it in those around you. Does that make mm-hmm. sense?
Yes.
Yeah, very strong. Kind of like your grandpa, I think.
Yes.
You represent your grandpa a little bit. He was like that.
Yes, very he was much. Very, it's the truth, honest, you know,
there
work
you
hard.
So, but following truth comes mercy. So you have to realize we're all human and we all make mistakes. So not only be merciful with yourself, so if you feel like you've perceived an error, you misjudged something, mm-hmm. be merciful with yourself, because we're all part of this learning path, this journey.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, it's the same thing, mercy with other people, that if someone, maybe you felt they stepped on your toes or rubbed you the wrong way, just send forgiveness and light their way, and don't carry it with you, don't harbor that energy. Mm-hmm. Just be merciful and always. Because the truth is great, but it can be very harsh too, if we just stick so staunchly to that, and it's my way or the highway,
mm-hmm.
or, you know. Not saying you are strictly that, but
no. But I grew up with that a lot.
Okay, then that would be why this is coming up. Okay, yeah. So I guess then understand, and family members who still carry that philosophy,
mm-hmm.
and just be merciful. Just let it go. Don't internalize it. Just realize that's how they are,
mm-hmm.
and you have your own belief system, your own journey to take,
mm-hmm.
and then follow through from blessings. So this is the time of year. Christmas is a wonderful time for blessings. But know that blessings are in your life as well. You have a lot of bounty and energy. I sense mm-hmm. a lot of goodwill. I sense a lot of goodwill coming around you. Ask for guidance. If you're feeling struggled or financially, I almost feel like there's a split in the finances, which that could be a concern
mm-hmm.
Right now. Is that something you're obviously mm-hmm. a little concerned about?
It's always been a worry.
Okay, all right. Just know that you do have blessings coming into your life, and look around you and count your blessings as they are right now. That does tend to generate more energy for that prosperity, that flow of prosperity to keep coming mm-hmm. in. And ask for grandpa, and ask for your family members on the other side to intervene on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
Ask your angels to intervene. Ask God to intervene. Don't ever hesitate. Even if it's the last thought you have when you go to sleep at night,
mm-hmm.
please intervene on my behalf. Bless our life. Bring all the blessings and prosperity that are good for us as a family, for our highest good. And you will be blessed. But I do see that. Do you have anything to add to the blessings? Are you really concerned, any other than the dairy farm? Anything that's...
I mean, I just, like this past summer, I finally got out of a very toxic relationship.
Okay.
And I met somebody, and he's totally night and day. So that's kind of a better thing for me, because it's made me realize a lot of things about myself and about life and that kind of thing. So.
Right. Again, it's all part of the journey mm-hmm. and learning life lessons and moving forward on a more positive note. But right after blessings, I pulled the card resurrection. So you feel kind of like that? You almost are resurrected.
Mm-hmm.
Your soul, yourself is just resurrected in this new relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a lot of love. I feel like a hug.
Yes.
Like a heart.
Very much.
A hug from your heart. You know, just like, oh. It's just, yeah, this is definitely very life-changing for you, and I would trust your inner self on that
mm-hmm.
in this relationship. And again, count your blessings with that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, your spirit family is saying to me that they did help bring someone more positive, more nourishing into
mm-hmm.
your life. More nurturing. I got the word wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a bit nurturing?
Yes.
More of a nurturer? Okay.
Very.
That definitely. And then follow that. Get the nature card. So I think you love animals. I can
mm-hmm.
see you love animals. So when you're feeling that, if you're ever feeling that you're a little bit lost or just kind of stuck on something, for you especially, you need to get outside and get into nature.
Mm-hmm.
Or pet the dog, or family, or animals,
mm-hmm.
but definitely that'll clear your mind very quickly. You really resonate with the outdoors, you know. Just get out by the trees, or
mm-hmm.
go in the field, or however. Go for a hike, and you're gonna feel just. I think I'm telling you something you already know, but
mm-hmm.
that you're gonna feel 100% better.
Right.
Yeah. To clear your head.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think so far?
it's kind of awesome.
Did you mind sharing that story that you told me about with the Eagles?
Oh.
And you don't have to go into great detail right. Who this person was, but just maybe what happened, what you witnessed.
Back in 2010, my cousin had committed suicide. And I don't know if it was a few days or maybe a week after he had passed. He still doesn't have a headstone, but there was a chair there for people to go visit.
Okay.
And I went up there one time, and there was these two bald eagles sitting on a chair.
Oh, wonderful.
And they didn't fly away. Like, I expected, you know, normal animals, they just fly away. And also, there was another time where there was a baby deer sleeping underneath the chair. Didn't move, didn't do anything.
And for a human to witness that. See, again, that's where I mentioned earlier, where animals, if they're behaving slightly strange, know that it is the spirit world coming through. Mm-hmm. And not that they're harming the animal, but they can give mental nudges, and animals can agree on a higher self. Yes, I will go and sit here. Yes, the eagle will go and perch on this chair. And it really is spirit intervening and letting you know, hey, I'm fine. Was this cousin on your dad's side of the family?
On my mom's side.
So I feel heavy energies on that on your dad's side coming through.
A lot of my great uncles had passed on my dad's side.
On your dad's side.
Quite a few, like at least three of his they'd be my great uncles, but they passed from various things like cancer and that kind of thing.
Okay, so more spiritual heavy on your dad's side then. So I feel that energy. I feel like I'm like this tilted to the left, you know, like dad's side of the family.
Yeah, hasn't been really that many.
But I'm not sensing your cousin. He's in a bad place. But I'm just not sensing him at all. Mm-hmm. I'm getting an image of a butterfly. Does a butterfly have any significance for you? Do you ever, have you had anyone that associated with a butterfly? Because often spirit coming through as well. If, you know, butterflies I've had, you know, maybe land on me or behave, you know, differently. Mm-hmm. But butterfly, would be a butterfly energy.
Did you have a story that you told me about something to do with butterflies?
Not with butterflies.
Okay.
The hummingbird. When I worked with a lady who was Native American, she told me that my spirit animal at the time was a hummingbird. But I've always been fascinated with butterflies.
Okay, thank you. I'm sitting here going,
freaking you out here.
I've seen this butterfly. They're going, okay, let's work on that. They definitely want to say the butterfly, and it's one of my symbols as well. It's a symbol of transformation. Mm-hmm. So on this life journey, you're going from the chrysalis cocoon to this beautiful butterfly. And so whenever you see it or as you resonate with the butterfly energy, just know that you're changing and evolving all the time and for the better, you know, going higher and higher. And sometimes it may look like the journey of the butterfly is chaotic, here to here to here, flitting around, but they get to their destination. Mm-hmm. So never let anyone tell you that maybe you're moving too slow or you're just not focusing or whatever. Mm-hmm. You're getting there, but you're getting there in your way that resonates with you. So don't, again, I don't know if anyone's ever tried to steer you that, yeah, you should do it this way or you need to do it this way. Don't listen to them, you know, follow your heart. Be the butterfly. You're not going to tell the butterfly not to fly to this flower or go in this pattern. The butterfly is going to go where he or she wants to go, and it'll still get to where he or she needs to be. And the same with you, butterfly. Butterfly energy. That's what you are, your butterfly. Path of transformation.
Cool.
In all beautiful and positive ways.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Anything else that you have or any questions that you have?
I don't see anything else. So is there a particular spirit that you were hoping to come through that, it just didn't kind of, why didn't this spirit come through for me?
Like I had my grandfather.
Okay.
Because I didn't even get to know him.
Oh.
And about like earlier this year, my mom actually had old 1959 tapes. And I had my heart so much set on, oh my God, I'm going to hear his voice for the first time. Well, back then, all they could do was videotape picture. So it was kind of like, I don't even get to hear his, you know, voice. So that's kind of nice that he came through. But yeah, with my cousin on my mom's side, though, I was kind of maybe hoping I would have gotten a sign from him just because that was such a tragic thing.
You did, though. Think of the eagles and the deer. You did. You just need to know that he's at peace. And sometimes when it's suicide and they know they're taking responsibility for that, I don't often have them come through. They stand back a bit. So he's just shy about it, I feel. He's not wanting to bring more grief. But just know, I get from the other spirits coming through, he's at peace.
Okay.
He's in a place of love and healing. And sorry for any grief that he caused family members by that action. And don't define his whole life by that one act, okay? If you think of him, trying to think of that. Think of
how he was before, and joy, and maybe mm-hmm. laughter, and fun times you may have had together. Mm-hmm. Don't focus on that one instant. You know, I always say suicide, that's the one thing about mm-hmm. it has a tendency to define that whole person's existence, because when you think of them, that grief is right there, and that one act.
It lingers, too.
It lingers. So we just, you know, take a moment and just send some light and love to that, to the family and the whole situation, and to your cousin as well, for healing and
I'm
peace.
I'm just curious more about the female figure, because I still can't think of
maybe
who that might be.
Maybe it'll come to you. If you, sometimes it takes, like I say, Debbie said it was a year and a half. So.
Is there a neighbor lady or anyone that just, you know, maybe you don't think she was such a big part of your life, but someone that crossed over?
Like, I had a friend a year or so back. I mean, we were close because we worked in the retail world together.
Okay, all right.
And she just died suddenly. Like,
was she an elder group person?
Older, but not like
not
elderly.
I'm not saying elderly, but I'm saying older.
Like
just
40s,
not
50s.
Young. But that would make sense.
Thing.
Yeah. Okay. Huh. When did she cross over?
I would say a year and a half, maybe.
Well, you know, I'm not getting confirmations. I don't mm-hmm. get names.
Could you ask? You don't get names. What if she told you the name? Would you get a confirmation?
What was her name?
Jan.
To say it's not Jan.
Nope. Okay. Not Jan.
So, just a female. But anyway, just know that even it could be a friend, or maybe you didn't think mm-hmm. you were that close, but they even come in and help us. So maybe that's a lesson today. Mm-hmm. That spirits that. You know, growing up, a neighbor friend or friend, they still come in and help as a collective. We have a lot of spiritual helpers.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe someone that you made an impression on or you just can't think of, and she helps your life journey as well. But I don't see her now, so she's definitely pulled back. But,
okay.
Maybe it'll be revealed down the road.
Yeah, just think of a female friend, a female someone. It almost mm-hmm. feels like it might have been like an
sometimes
aunt
you might even be just talking to somebody, or
right.
you'll be reading, picking up something, and then it'll hit you. And you go, why didn't I think of that?
Because, like, I did have an aunt who passed maybe 2 years ago now. She'd been my great aunt, though, on my dad's side. Okay.
Okay, and
there's a lot of death on that
maybe
subject.
She's standing behind because it's so heavy on that side.
Like, she wasn't blood related. She mm-hmm. was married into the family.
Oh, okay.
So,
did you say, were you very close with her? This feels like an aunt energy to me.
I mean, I didn't see her that often because she lived on the West Coast.
Okay.
But whenever she was around, she was full of life
and love.
Stuff.
Okay, that's
yep.
This is who it is. Mm-hmm. I get. And I think I even get like butterfly energy around her too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like that joy, that the dance of life where maybe you're not going to be pinned down. You're going to
mm-hmm.
follow your heart. Was she a type of person to follow her heart and just...
Yeah, she traveled a lot and
okay.
she was a teacher, so...
Okay, oh good, this is her. This
mm-hmm.
is her. Okay, thank you.
Click, 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 click.
Yes, so you just got out of the conversation, but... Yeah, again, so she's coming through just that, yeah. So again, she was part of your dad's side
mm-hmm.
of the family. So she's kind of on that left side, but behind you.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be your aunt, yeah. This is who
we
it is.
We figured it out.
We figured
wow.
it out.
Look at that.
So just that, yeah, she's saying hello as well.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. You know, and it's funny because it's like, you may not even hardly know these people, but in spirit,
mm-hmm.
we all know each other really well. Yeah. And, you know, we come from that to come here, and it's not just a one-time deal, so... We're going to have this reunion with them again, and maybe we're going to hook up with them again after that.
Yeah.
Are you open to reincarnation? Yeah. Do you
but I think she's helping you. I don't mean to interrupt you, TJ, because mm-hmm. to open up for you to be even more of a free spirit, to follow
mm-hmm.
your heart and that butter. Think of the butterfly as a symbolism to go about your journey and not let anyone hold you back because of their beliefs or,
mm-hmm.
no, you must do this. You must do it our way. Don't let that happen in your life. She's saying be more of the butterfly. So
mm-hmm.
she's the energy coming through with the butterfly as well. So
mm-hmm.
think of her. If you're feeling stuck, call on her to help you because she knew how to let go and to fly
mm-hmm.
free and to travel and to follow her heart and explore, to
mm-hmm.
be the adventurer. So if you're feeling like you need more adventure in your life, call on that aunt because she'll come through and help you. She'll inspire you and give you that courage and that energy you need to
mm-hmm.
go and do. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah,
it does.
Okay.
Any questions you have at all, Kelly?
I don't think so. I was just wanting to figure out
thank
who
you.
That was.
I know.
But the last time... I don't know if we put this on the show, though, that we did the last time, but you told me about my grandmother on my father's side.
Yeah.
His mother, who I barely knew, only a couple of times. And for some reason, she felt the need to come through. And I had certainly had no resentment or just love towards her, but she had to tell me something to just to get off her chest.
Yeah.
And that was cool because you nailed it. You nailed it right on the head. And it also made me realize, okay, there's another one that's around me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to close that shower curtain pretty good.
Close the bathroom door and turn the fan on, eh, TJ?
Leave it on for a while. Well, this was awesome. I hope everybody got something out of it. Does anybody else have any more questions at all at this point?
Yeah, okay.
Is there anything you want to say in closing at all, Brenda?
Not much, really. I mean, I'm my own worst critic. You know, you and I had this conversation. It just makes me hesitant sometimes, you know, should I be doing the readings, that? But then it starts to come through. But I want to see everything, and I just not, you know, I don't. I see, hopefully, what I
it
can see for someone.
Better,
it gets better and better. But the whole thing, the whole purpose, every time I do a reading, I know afterwards, if it's helped that person on their life journey, then I have fulfilled that mission, you know, that I'm on. And,
you know, it was kind of
hopefully
cool.
I'll continue to.
You know, it was kind of cool as I was observing this today. There were a couple of times when we didn't know,
mm-hmm.
and you were getting a little nervous over
there. I can feel the sweat rings forming, I'm telling you. You know, like, oh, why
and
did I, you know.
You know, the first time we did this, we almost didn't have clarity.
Yeah.
But it eventually came.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a process as well for you, and it's cool.
It's a process, and I'm still learning as well.
But it's cool that today we did get answers.
Yes.
So, and that may not be always the case. And that's the hard part about letting it go, because you really want to do the best that you can for someone.
It's a responsibility. I feel the weight of it, because I want so much to help the people that I'm reading for. And sometimes I have to learn to just let go and trust spirit that they're going to come through with the right images that I need, and that my the people I'm reading for, that they need. So
I think you've really developed your skill, and I think you're very good at it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate hearing that.
And you're also so compassionate with everybody around you.
Yeah, I know you have the Kleenex box out, because sometimes I will cry, too, if it gets really emotional. I just will. You feel it. It's just...
Right.
You did
like
in your kitchen.
We did, yep. It's hard not to cry sometimes, because the emotions run so high. Yeah.
You're that kind of person, though, Brenda. That's why you are good at what you do, because you allow that in.
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to communicate with you or get a hold of you, I guess we'll post some of that information on this.
Yeah, put your link on my website link on your
for
podcast
a big,
site.
Big fee, we'll put that on there.
We'll discuss that afterwards.
No, definitely
do that. But if someone wants to contact me directly, just go to psychicsouljourney.weebly.com. And I think TJ will put the link up. So
we'll have that up there. Yeah. So thank you to everybody. I hope you all enjoyed it.
Yes, I did.
Very much.
Thank you for being honest and willing to open up your heart.
Yes, thank you so much.
Because that's a little, you know.
It's intimidating, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I'm sure. yes.
Especially first time. You know, Debbie, the first time you did it, if you just want to slide over a little bit, my first time you did it, was that intimidating for you as well? Of course, you weren't on a program like this.
Yeah, probably not as much as perhaps Kelly, because I was already quite in tune and mm-hmm. and had probably been looking for somebody
right.
to do
and we had done a Reiki treatment too
we
as well
did, yes.
So it was, the mood was very relaxed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was and really really good reading.
I'm a very receptive person, very mm-hmm. open to it, so very eager to
how
to
do you learn. Feel now since we've done this, is everybody's energy lifted? Because I can feel it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it
yeah,
feels
sure.
really good.
And my energy was high to begin with.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you all very much for being a part of this, and thank you very much, Brenda.
My pleasure. Be safe, be well, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You too. Happy holidays.
Yep, happy holidays.